WGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Wake up with the Musers, Junior, Jub-Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That was pretty predictable, wasn't it? The NBA finding the Mavericks for that little cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
$25,000.
Stephen Jones of the Cowboys is slated to join us at 4:10 today. Whether he actually will or not is anybody's guess. Right now, it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight at the Smirnoff, Blink 182. The Rangers take on Tampa Bay at the Temple tonight. And Tuesday at Nookie Alive, P.O.D. Now, all of these events, all of these diverse events have one thing in common.
They all need a ticket.
That's right. You must have a ticket to get into every one of them. And the better ticket you've got, the better seat you're going to have. And Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for all of these events. Blink 182 tonight, Rangers Tampa Bay tonight, and tomorrow night as well, and POD at Nookie Alive on Tuesday. Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. So, let's say we get old Flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who watched in horror as some of his friends really pulled benders this weekend. Here is Cobra.
Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected. Young people are flirting with a poison every bit as deadly as that of the snake.
So long.
That from.
All right, afflict your radio poison here.
Underwear worn by Michael Jackson. Can I say underwear, Danny?
I don't know. You better check.
Is that off limits, too?
Right.
Underwear worn by Michael Jackson and handwritten notes were among items belonging to a businessman that were turned over to prosecutors in his child sex case. They're testing the underwear. They said that, I don't understand this. I guess
belonging to a businessman?
Yeah.
Where'd he get them?
Well, the prosecutor in this confirmed that his office took the items from Henry Vaccaro Sr.'s warehouse several weeks ago, but declined to say why these items were sought. He's an Asbury Park construction company owner.
New Jersey?
I guess. He's a... I don't know why he has it. But one of them was rolled up, balled up, Calvin Klein briefs. Why he would have these, I have no idea, but the authorities plan to use the underwear for DNA comparison as far as finding Jackson's or little boy's DNA on there. Yuck. Then they found two handwritten notes, apparently from Jackson. One of the handwritten notes was addressed, now this supposedly is what he called the boys who stayed at the ranch. This was not singular. He didn't just call one boy this. This was just the general rule of thumb for calling boys this. It was addressed, Dear Rubbers. Dear Rubbers.
You know what his favorite game was?
Rubba Rubba.
That's right.
Remember that?
He liked to play Rubba Rubba
right.
With the little boys.
So he called all his boys Dear Rubbers. But you know what? It doesn't matter. If a grown man can train a shotgun at some limo driver's chest, blow him to holy hell, and do no time for it, you think Michael Jackson's going to jail?
No.
How did Jason Williams get off? That was the one chink in the armor of your theory,
right,
about millionaires was,
right,
the Jason Williams deal.
Right.
He didn't even go to jail.
Right. Why did Robert Blake get off?
I'm not sure if he's a millionaire. None of us are sure about that.
There's a chance Jason Williams might go to jail.
He's doing probation. I saw the list of the charges that he was convicted on, and it's all probation type stuff.
He should have gone to jail for killing that dog.
The dog, yeah. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing is happening to him.
Money.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's part of my vocabulary. I'm sorry. Sorry that I said that.
You better overhaul your vocabulary.
I know, man. I know. The Simpsons voices got their wish, and they all got raises. They will get paid $8 million apiece for the next season. They were making $125,000 an episode before they went in and said, you know what? No more if you don't pay us. Now they make $8 million apiece, which for 22 episodes, what's that boil down to? $250,000 an episode, something like that? I mean, it's still not even compared to, you know, the Everybody Loves Raymond cast.
But they can go in and finish a whole season in like 5 days.
Well, the deal is they work 2 days a week, like 4 or 5 hours a day reading their parts. That's it. I mean, it's...
Who are these people?
Dan Kavner and...
Julie Kavner, Dan Castellaneta, Nancy Cartwright, and Yardley Smith. And Harry Shearer. Am I leaving somebody out?
Are these people whose careers are on the dole?
You know who Julie Kavner is.
Well, yeah, her I know.
You know who Harry Shearer is?
Is his career on the dole?
No. Harry Shearer?
Yeah.
No. I mean, he was a star of all three, A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, and Waiting for Guffman, and Spinal Tap.
Isn't Hank Azaria?
And Hank Azaria, yeah.
Here's another one.
No, none of these people's careers are
in
trouble.
This is just kind of like a part-time job.
It was a side gig starting out.
Right. They've got a part-time $8 million a year
yes.
job now.
2 days a week, 4 hours. So they work 8 hours. And they don't even do anything. I mean, they don't write any of this stuff. It's not like they have to come up with jokes. They just go in and read what's handed to them.
You know what? That should tell you how much money The Simpsons makes.
Right. Well, think how many people work on an animated show. Way more than work on a regular show, you know? I mean, it must make a fortune.
But you can get you another guy to draw you a cartoon.
Yep.
You can't get you somebody else to voice it.
No.
Once those voices have been established.
Right.
You know, if they'd tried this power play in year two or three, they'd have got somebody else. But
true.
Not after 10 years.
True.
You don't think there are people out there who are sound-alikes?
They may be
they
may sound alike, but they don't have that pattern. They don't have that characterization in their voice.
The little nuances that these people have developed over 14 years. Like, if you watch, do they make new
like
Bugs
Homer,
Bunny?
Like Homer? They couldn't get that down.
No. No. What was I saying? Danny handed me something.
New Bugs Bunny, old Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah. Do they make new Bugs Bunnies?
Yeah, with Mel Blanc Jr.
Doesn't sound the same.
No? How do you know?
Well, because, like, when did Mel Blanc Sr. die? When did he stop doing that? In the mid-80s? I know I saw New Bugs Bunny cartoons in the 80s. It didn't sound right. You know? I mean, if you watch those classic Bugs Bunny cartoons from the 40s and 50s.
I quit watching the Flintstones when Barney's voice changed.
What happened with that? You watched the Flintstones, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why did his voice change?
I think his voice guy died.
Wow. They got Lou Rawls in there to
same
do
thing
it.
Same thing with Fred, when Alan Reed died.
This is an interesting story out of the world of rock and roll, where it seems a super group will be formed. Starring...
Do those ever work?
This one might. I'm interested in this.
Liam Gallagher of Oasis. He will be the lead singer. Now, is Liam the bad boy?
Yes.
Okay. He's the hardcore drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He will team up with former Stone Roses guitarist John Squire and George Harrison's son Danny, or Donnie, Danny, right?
Not really sure I'd call that a super Donnie. Group.
Is it Donnie?
Yeah.
That's a big Brit super group.
Yeah, the Brits would call it a super group.
Yeah, I mean, the
George
Stone
Harrison's
Roses.
Kid?
Well, what's
he
ever done?
Guy?
Stone Roses?
Yeah, who's that?
Huge rock band in Britain.
And basically, we all know who George Harrison is, but what's his kid ever done?
Well, he looks just like him.
Well, that's good.
But does he have anything?
Didn't you see him on the concert for George?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what'd he do there?
Spared everybody to death, I thought.
And they're going to call this a super group?
Well, then why are you interested in this?
I want to tap the brakes a little bit.
See what it's all about. I like Oasis enough. Interested to see what George Harrison's kids got.
That's right.
Got.
You like them enough to form an Oasis cover band called Blowasis.
By the way, Van Halen will be coming to Dallas, I believe, in October or November. It's tentative right now, but they're going to go to San Antonio in September, and then Sammy Hagar-led Van Halen will make it up here. And they released on some website some of the songs they're going to be playing. Just the same old Spared Affaired crap. Dreams and Jump and...
What's the matter with that? That's what people want to hear.
Yeah, but if they came out with a new CD and that's all they wanted to play, we'd say, oh, man, that sucks. I don't want to hear their new stuff. I want to hear their classics.
You know what they ought to fire off first?
I know.
That'll walk straight out on stage. Eddie should walk up. The spotlight should be right on him. An Eruption just knocks everyone right on their ass.
How do we know that? They don't.
They never play Eruption.
Why do you love Eruption?
So pissed at the guitar right now. Look at him.
I've seen him play that 15-year-old Cobra thing the first time.
Wow.
You know, I've seen him play this in concert.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't. I never saw him, though, in concert. Yeah. They played this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it knock you on your rock ass?
I probably should load it, I don't know. I just remember playing it.
Did you?
Never seen him.
You never saw Van Halen?
No. No interest.
Oh, well, the song's over. We can just, let's move on to the next story here.
Next story.
Psycho's retarded.
The word.
Don't worry about it.
He's so retarded. Psycho, you understand what we were trying to do there?
No, he doesn't.
That song wasn't over.
But we want everybody to think it would, and then
it fades
then
down.
Then they would play it again, and would it's not over.
Quit taking off.
No, not that. It fades down. It lulls out, and then it just comes back.
No.
And that's the joke.
Then Psycho, play it over and over again for the rest of the show. Just punish him for that.
That's the joke, Psycho, is that...
He's exacting revenge.
There you go. Torture him, Psycho.
Oh, God. The number one movie in...
Is that going to be in Psycho when you get out of here? You're just going to get all the drops that annoy us going on a continuous loop and we won't be able to turn it off?
That's right. And he'll just walk out of the room. The number one film in these American United States of America is Mean Girls.
Oh, the Tina Fey?
The Tina Fey written film. It's supposed to be pretty funny.
What is that?
It's about these high school girls...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You may like it, since you're showing American Idol.
And high school
girls. Maybe right up your alley, yeah.
I'm not into high school girls.
Aren't you?
No.
Why'd you email that to me last night, then?
I did.
At 4 in the morning.
Hardcore high school girls.
4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
And why do your CD emails always have an accompanying picture of your smiling face right next to it? Just a little tiny shot. Hardcore high school teen sluts.
.org.
Right. Stop sending that to me at work, too, because the bosses don't like that.
None of that's true.
But I did enjoy your hardcore farm action.
Thank you, Psycho, for bailing me out.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Here we go. Greatest guitar pick ever. Right here.
Okay.
What speed guitar that is. Anyway, did anybody go see Man on Fire, the Denzel Washington film?
No.
It's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be good.
I'll bet it is.
And we have to go. We can't get to the top TV moms
tomorrow.
All right, screw me.
TV moms.
Yes, they have voted on the greatest TV moms of all time.
MILF?
Not
there'll be a few of them in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean? What's that acronym?
We got to go.
Yeah, what is that? You just said it. What's a MILF?
I said milk.
No, you didn't. You said MILF, clearly. What does that have to do with mothers? MILF. Mother's milk?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you now. Nice out.
Oh, okay.
All right, coming up next, Stephen Jones is supposed to join us, and if he doesn't, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. That next year on the ticket.